I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Darius and I were talking about this during the break.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to love the Daryl Green thing. Like, you're not going to watch that and go, oh, that's so awesome. It's not really for you.
Which I understand,
opinion.
Right.
Because, like, even if you're at the game, you're not getting out of your seat fired up. You're not pumped up. It's for a mark. It is for Darius or me or Toby or these people that are, like, into what's going on at the stadium and the Unleash the Fury thing. If you're at a Caps game, you're not standing up yelling Unleash the Fury either. That's not really how you consume and watch based on the times I've been around you.
No, and that's all true. And I will certainly wear that. I have like an anxious, stewing intensity of terrible fear and anxiety and disappointment around the corner mixed in with brief moments of euphoria when it actually works well. So I fully acknowledge that. But I can go outside myself here for a second and call
really
balls
cool.
and strikes. I think it was cool.
Darius is telling me one of his buddies texted him and said he thought it was lame. I think here's my take on that. And you tell me if you disagree, Darius. I think people hate everything, okay? I don't care what it is. The best television shows ever, the best movies ever, the most popular sports personalities, LeBron James or Tom Brady or whoever, coach Nick Saban. Everybody hates everyone and everything. You can find so many haters, so many people. So the idea that like a bunch of people are going to say that's lame, they didn't like it, just welcome to Twitter. Welcome to the world.
Yeah.
It's what happens. I think by and large, with your own clientele, that would be wildly popular, and people would love it. And if you were in the crowd, and Daryl Green walks out and starts going, slamming the end zone with a spear, you're probably going to get steamed up.
I 100% agree with you. I think it's one of those things where if he was at the game, this friend, if he was at the game, I think there's no doubt about it, he would have been 100% into it. But I think because he was sitting at home on his couch, and he saw the video on Twitter, and then probably saw comments underneath of it of, you know, people who are saying, oh, that's lame, that's corny, bring back HTTR. He probably saw that and was influenced to think, oh, that's corny. You know, I just think that's where we are in this day and age of social media.
And even Absolutely. If he didn't, let's say he's sitting in the crowd and he didn't like it. You're not going to bat 1,000. That's
no,
fine.
Sure.
I could tell by the clip, the stadium was
People
hopping.
Liked it, yeah.
People loved it. Appeal to your base. Give them something. And I think that's exactly what you did there. But I know I would have been pumped. I mean, you went with my brother to a game last year, Toby, I think. You guys sat lower level for that Falcons game when they did all of that pregame stuff. I remember talking to you thinking it was really cool. If you were there for the Daryl Green thing, what would you have thought?
Oh, awesome. I think anytime they can do the lights out and get the whole crowd chanting and going, I think it's really, really cool. Whether you like the actual thing of what they're doing, that's a different story, but I think just getting the whole crowd going and the lights out and the atmosphere, that's going to be cool regardless.
There is something to be said. I know a caller made an interesting point about the spear and what does that represent, and does the commander use a spear? If they lean into the spear stuff, fear the spear and the merchandise, I don't know how many people are going to stop and ask questions like, wait a second, a commander in the military doesn't have a spear.
Yeah, are we doing it? Because somebody tweeted me at Funny Danny Grant at Grant H. Paulson. Well, the Roman commanders and gladiators used spears. Well, that was never part of what they were doing. If you were all the time, no, we mean Roman commanders, or we mean, you know, the Praetorian Guard guarding Caesar. come on.
But I think it's vague enough that it's whatever they want it to be.
Yeah.
And they are kind of leaning into that a little bit. They have videos on the big screen, the Titantron scoreboard, at the games of, like, players. And you know how, like, you could have at Nats Park a guy, like, holding a bat and swinging it, and it'll be, like, you know, Nathaniel Lowe, and he just kind of swings the bat and then poses or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
They do that with, like, guys walking with a spear and different things. It's part of the fabric of Commander. So I think in some ways we're going, oh, this is military. This is the commander of the force of, you know, whatever.
The command force.
Exactly. This is Danny Ruye, the lieutenant commander. But it could also be King Leonidas in the 300. You know, why can't it be? And what if a couple years from now that one of their helmets has a spear on the side, like the old Redskins did back in the day? And that's a way, by the way. You're just kind of skirting.
You're doing it without doing it.
Yeah, you're skirting based on saying, no. This is about, watch the movie The 300. It's King Leonidas' 300 in the narrow passageway. When really we all know that looks a lot like the spear Washington wore for the 70th anniversary.
Doesn't it look like? No, it doesn't. Yeah, but it does.
What about a world where they're wearing that spear as a primary helmet many years from now, and they're doing the spear thing in the end zone? How much cooler is that?
It feels like something, doesn't it?
Now you're starting to build something.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Nelson in Falls Church, home of the Jaguars. What's up, Nelson?
What's happening, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Nelson.
Do you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, great. So I know you guys are kind of professional wrestling fans like I am. So there's this professional wrestler named Shotzi Blackheart, and she drives a mini tank. And sometimes it shoots pyro, sometimes it's just boom. But why can't we put either the Legend or Major Tutty in the mini tank and have the mini tank lead the team out of the tunnel to start the game?
You could do something like
that. You could do something like that.
I'm perfectly fine with that. I don't, like, this is not a Tutty thing, though, is what I'm going to tell you. And I'm Team Tutty. I know, Danny, you hate Tutty.
I am not.
I'm a big cut Tutty guy. I'm a big mascot guy. I want all the mascots. But this is now, like, nobody has their mascot doing this. Mascots are for kids. This is the, hey, guess who's here? The world-famous Minnesota Timberwolves superstar, Anthony Edwards, going bum, 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 to kick off Monday Night Football. We don't need Victor Viking.
Right.
That's a good pull, by the way.
That is a great
pull. Actual name.
I didn't know that.
We don't need Victor Viking doing that one.
Mm-mm.
So I got no problem if he wants to roll. I've said all along he should be rolling around in the tank and have like a cannon where he's shooting out T-shirts. Yeah, let's do that tomorrow. That's not this, though. This one's not for the kids. This one's for the big boys and the big girls. Michael in Gaithersburg, what's up?
Hey, guys. I was at the game last night, or Monday night, and it was an awesome environment. I mean, I'm a Maryland graduate, and it kind of reminded me of the late night games there with all the lights going on and off. The little wristbands and everything, all the stuff in the stadium flashing.
That was a cool idea,
too.
It was
very cool. And I do think that this spear, I like the spear, but I also know that a lot of my buddies will give me a lot of crap for it. They'll be like, oh, what is the spear about? And you kind of have to explain it. So, I mean, I like the tank idea. I think that was really cool.
Yeah, I mean, I never like when you have to, but we're stuck in this anyway. And what I mean is, you're going to have to explain things a lot. For years, being a then Redskins fan, you always had to like explain away your fandom, meaning like, yeah, I know the owner's the worst, and I know they're committing crimes allegedly or whatever, and there's a lot of investigations, but the team was really good when I was a kid, so I love them. I mean, you always had to do that. Now the explanation's different. Like, I know there's no spear now with an actual commander, and it's meant to be military stuff, but it's a throwback to the thing, but they can't say the thing. They'll never go back to it. Had they not gone 12-5 and the NFC title game, maybe they could have changed it, but it's too late now because Jaden Daniels' jersey sold so well, and they're kind of trying to give a nod, without actually giving the nod, and it's a lot. I get we're going to be explaining ourselves forever.
To that point, I just got a tweet from a guy named Steve. I'm at Grant H. Paulson. He says, what Daryl Green had is a centurion spear and has nothing to do with Native American themes or culture. You're right. The spear that he was holding, I'm looking at a centurion spear that is being held by, you know, one of King Leonidas' soldiers or whatever.
Way, just doing sports radio, talking about centurion spears.
Exactly.
That's where we are.
Well, welcome to our world. But what I'm about to say about this, Danny, is
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can we be honest for a second? Do we think that he would add a spear in the end zone if the Redskins were never a thing? Like, did they just decide, actually, we're going to be Greek commanders
now?
Yeah,
hear me out. We're just going to use centurion spears.
Like,
really, Josh?
I'll bet you that has something to do with the name in the past, right?
Danya.
Don't you think?
Danya.
Now, if it's a way, you can't get me in trouble. I didn't say it. I didn't buy the weed. I just bought the pencil. He handed me the weed. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's a little bit of a technicality. We're not talking about Native Americans with the spear. We're talking about centurion spears.
I had a basketball coach forever ago.
We're Greek soldiers, damn it.
Who would go, like, he'd call you over and he'd go, Grant, are you okay? You go, what? He goes, well, you got hit really hard on the arm and there was no call, but are you okay where you got hit and there's a red mark there? To let the referee know that he knew that you missed the call. It's like, what? I didn't say anything to you. I didn't argue with you. It's that kind of same deal where it's like, come on, we all know. We know exactly what's happening. Let's just be honest with each other.
This guy just said, yes, it's a Roman centurion spear. I get it, man.
Yeah.
But you get it too, right?
Don't you admit that you get it.
Like if a police officer comes up to me and goes, are you buying that weed? I go, no, sir.
No, I'm not.
I'm buying a sticker.
I'm buying the bag it comes in.
He's just handing me the weed. And by the way, I don't do the weed. I want that known.
But we sounded like weed guys just now, where it's like I'm buying the pencil. Like we know we're down.
Yeah, I know how it works. I just don't do it.
Mm.
But if you do, good for you.
Yeah, that's fine.
Let's go to David and Laurel. Sure, hey, man. David, how are you?
Hey, thank you very much for taking my call. This is the first time I called in. I listen to you guys all the time.
David, and
first time caller. What's up, Jim? Good to talk to you, buddy. That's Jim Zorn. Go ahead, David.
Hey, you guys are awesome. Danny, I actually saw your comedy act one time. Amazing.
Oh.
Anyway,
oh,
let me get to the point.
Yeah. I was glad he said amazing.
Yeah, because
if he just said that and moved on, that would have been tough.
Well, we had a salesperson here who did that once. Dave, I'm going to let you finish Kanye style. But she goes, I saw you at the Improv the other night. And then there was nothing else.
She didn't say anything else.
I was like, say I was good.
I don't know if you know Luis at the Improv, but that's my brother, man. I love that guy.
Of course. Anyway. Yeah, that's my dude.
But anyway, again, I'm a little nervous, but point being, I think anything we do nowadays to better the culture, I've been so impressed with this new organization and the way they've carried it on, because the last time I saw them win a Super Bowl, I was 10 years old, so I lived through all the garbage, all the BS, and in my 20s, when I was able to go to the games, it was a crap product. It was not good. So now, I think anything that they can do to get the fan base up and bring back the old people, I'm really happy with it. So spear, whatever it signifies, this or that, I'm happy with it.
Yeah, and they need
I appreciate you, dude.
They need to keep adding. They've done a really good job, and they got smart people that don't need to listen to me, but they've the wrinkles and the game night stuff that they've done and all of the different additives that have made the experience better, they need to keep going. This could be one of those.
You don't force it, but you also can't be afraid to try, right?
Charlie's in Maryland. What's up, Charlie?
Yeah, we have a pig, man. We got a pig. We have a pig as a mascot.
That's right.
We got a pig for a mascot.
That's Tutty. Put some respect on Tutty's name.
No. You got this right. Go ahead
Put
and lampoon him.
Put some respect on Tutty's name.
Take him down a couple pegs. You got it right.
Not just a pig, Charlie. It's not just a pig. It's a fat pig.
It's an overweight diabetic pig.
It's a diabetic fat pig.
Yes, there's no command in that. Who's going to be take a pig seriously? Come on, man. Whoever named the team commanders and decided that a pig was going to be our mascot, fire them. Fire them today.
Well, they're already gone.
They're not already gone.
All the people that did that are gone.
Well, good. Good. Let them pick a pig for someone else's team. Anyway, that's my rant.
Can I ask you a question, Charlie?
Sure.
Do you like the mascot?
I like the mascot. I don't like Tutty.
Yeah, do you
like him? Grant's asking if you like him.
Major Tutty, the pig. Do you like him?
No, he's a pig.
That's right, Charlie. That's right, Charlie.
But you realize you're familiar with the Hogs' work in the past, right?
I am. I grew up, man. Look, I bleed burgundy and gold. That's running through my veins.
Then when I cut you open, Tutty falls out.
No. Tutty doesn't fall. And where are the Hogs? What do we have now? We got that Over the Hill gang. We got their back.
They have returned.
They are back.
Yes, history is repeating itself.
Hey, can I ask you a question? If I get your information, can I send Tutty to your house?
Yes, because I have two grandkids who would really just love Tutty.
Okay. We'll get some photos. My idea would be you and Tutty have a nice meal together.
Yeah. Tutty would be a meal. Do you realize I love bacon?
You're damn right,
Tutty
Charlie.
Would be the meal.
Just the two of you.
Charlie and me would be good pals, I'll tell you that right now.
Dinner, and then I want a little cuddle sesh. I want Tutty Big Spoon.
Inappropriate.
Charlie Little Spoon.
Inappropriate. Now you're talking about mascot harassment. No.
No. Not if he signs off on it. Maybe he likes a little Tutty love.
Oh, no. Tutty is BLT. That's what Tutty is.
Thank you, Charlie. Oh, boy.
That's hilarious.
Why does Tutty always catch so much damn shrapnel?
Everybody, I just don't get it. You know what my new favorite bit is by Tutty, by the way? I love that he does the photos of him walking in the tunnel with his fresh fit on.
Yeah.
I screenshot the photo and send it to my boys every weekend.
That's pretty good.
I love it.
It's a good bit. Oh. Now, I'm not team anything with clothes. Like, oh, what's this guy wearing?
Let's check in on Grant's fit today.
I hate that in general. Now the new thing. Thank God when I was on the beat, we didn't do this, but everyone's got to be down there with their phones to watch so-and-so walk in. What was Mikey Sanders still wearing this past week? I mean, his pants were wider than the end zone. This guy's walking in with, he looks like he's in
the Kyle Kuzma school of overdressing.
I mean, what are we doing? Just absolutely outrageous.
Please cover somebody.
And now we're going to have a bobblehead of him in those pants in a year or something. Enough. But you're right. But it's the bit of playing on that. Tutty, who gets it, who's comically brilliant, says, oh, these guys think this is interesting? I'm going to play on that and prey on that. And then he puts out his picture. That's why it's good. And Tutty, by the way.
So he's doing some satire?
He shows comedic chops. He also, I love his hair. Sometimes he's got like just a hilarious like military cut. He also, sneaky, lost a bunch of weight. No one gave him credit for that. Everyone still calls him fat. I can't relate to that in any way. Down 36 pounds. Leave me alone.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.